540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are standing by for President Biden, who's expected to speak soon from the White House on the escalating violence between Israel and Hamas. The death toll still soaring on both sides as we learn these terrorists are now beheading babies. CBS's Holly Williams is in Israel.
Israel says around 1,500 militants have been killed on its land. And Hamas also took hostages. They claim over 100 of them, including women, children, and the elderly. Now chips the militants can use in a game of deadly blackmail. Last night, via this audio message, Hamas threatened to kill one of the hostages every time Israel bombs Palestinian civilians without warning.
Michael Freund is a former advisor to Israel's prime minister and tells WCBS TV he's got three sons now on the front lines.
It's difficult as a parent to send your child off to war. It's difficult to do so when you're across the ocean, but Israel has no choice. We have to defend ourselves.
For many, that means protests.
At the pro-Palestinian protest outside Israel's London embassy, this demonstrator wasn't justifying the Hamas atrocities, but calling out what he saw as a double standard.
Though there are atrocities being committed on both sides, it is ultimately the Palestinians that pay the highest price every time.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker in London. In Washington, House Republicans are meeting with speaker candidates today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The two candidates so far, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana. He's pitching himself as a unifier. Jim Jordan, House Judiciary Chair from Ohio, who has former President Donald Trump's endorsement. But as of this morning, neither candidate has a clear path to the 217 votes needed to be Speaker, with no expected support from Democrats.
A police officer in Atlanta has been fired and could face murder charges after tasing a man during a traffic stop last month who later died. That driver was a black church deacon. He'd refused to sign a citation. Your soda's not safe from inflation. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Hey, grab me one too.
While fewer Americans are grabbing that can of Pepsi, the company's third quarter revenue rose 7%, while sales volume fell more than 2%. The company's profits are up as it continues to raise prices, up 11% in the July-September period.
And still no deal for actors in Hollywood. SAG says it negotiated for hours yesterday, and they'll be back at the table tomorrow. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll take about a week to move 50 million gallons of water across Waukesha. Most people in the city will see the changeover to Lake Michigan water within 5 or 6 days. The project, in the works for over 2 decades, required unanimous approval from 8 states and 2 Canadian provinces under the Great Lakes Compact. 100% of the water taken from the lake will be treated and returned. You've got through the end of the week if you want to tell We Energies what you think about their proposed rate hike. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin held public meetings this week, and public comments are being taken through the 16th. The feedback is about We Energy's 2024 rate proposals, which include a 3.1% increase for residential electric rates and a similar increase for natural gas. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 $0.25. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Okay, we're back. How about that? Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Apparently, Mr. Zahmer's mouse died. That's what the delay was there. So I believe we are back on the air. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to hour number two on this Tuesday, October 10th, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Again, we've been covering this afternoon, for those that may have been with us earlier, President Joe Biden's special address to the nation regarding the attack by the terrorist organization known as Hamas in Palestine, attacking Israel, unprovoked attack, thousands of air rockets, also by sea and land over the weekend, attacked by Hamas on Israel. President of the United States talking about the fact that he had spoken with his counterpart in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two have known each other for several years. Of course, Biden having a long-standing career in the United States Senate, then as Vice President and now as President. Netanyahu, part of the Knesset, went on to be Prime Minister multiple times now in Israel. President of the United States, to recap his speech, saying that after talking with Netanyahu, that he could confirm that many of the victims of the attack by Hamas were raped, that women were used as trophies, and now even reports that some of the victims were beheaded. And breaking all rules of war, attacking children, attacking women, barbaric. President of the United States called it quote unquote abhorrent in his words. Compared the actions to ISIS. And the president said, made it sure, let it be known that the United States stands with Israel. I believe our technical problems have been corrected here. And let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We appreciate David and Madison holding through the news break there. David, welcome into the program. What are your thoughts and reflections on this day?
Yeah, hey, it was really, really great show so far. You mentioned the lawyer who lived in Israel for 2 years, yeah, and, you know, Palestinian doctors treated him, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, Israel's population, I'm talking about Israel proper, not the West Bank and Gaza, Israel proper, is made up of approximately 20% Palestinians, and they're full citizens. Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in Israel myself for a year and a half. I went to Tel Aviv University years ago, and I lived with two Palestinians in the dorms of Tel Aviv University. One was becoming an attorney, and the other a biologist. And I want to clarify a few things. Yeah, Hamas was elected in 2005. Israel actually withdrew from the Gaza Strip. And a few months, four or five months later, they were free and fair elections, by the way, if you're wondering. And Hamas was elected. Not exactly conducive to peace, and certainly not the best choice. And how was, you know, Israel rewarded by, you know, for the withdrawal? I mean, what happened as a result from the withdrawal from the Gaza Strip? They get this, and they've had it for many years. I mean, can you imagine if at least now, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to disengage eventually and withdraw, but at least can you imagine if this happened in the West Bank? I mean, it would have been tenfold. You know, its population centers were, it's a huge border. Its population centers would have been right up next to it. And the death toll would have been 10, maybe 20 fold. You know, if you adjust for population, I did the math. It's something like 40,000 people. It would be the equivalent of 40,000 people here. You know, Israel also, you talked about international law, by the way. I remember. Yeah. Sure. So let me talk about that for a sec. Israel also could have beat Hamas decisively for decades. And for decades, they refrained from doing that. Why? Because Gaza is an urban area. And to defeat Hamas decisively, which Israel could do in an hour, probably, do it all from the air without any Israeli casualties, the death toll, the civilian death toll, would be way too high in proportion to, you know, what you would achieve, which is defeating Hamas. And so they refrained from doing it. And so as far as international law, Israel abides by international law. And what do they get? They get this because they did that. Although I definitely like the fact they abided by international law all these years. But, you know, this is the result. And Israel has, in other words, Israel sacrificed a lot for abiding by international law. And what do they get? One of the most grotesque violators of international law on the planet.
David, I appreciate your call so much. We're coming up against a break, but thank you very much. As someone who lived there and could speak authoritatively, thank you for your call, and we appreciate your listenership as well. David in Madison. We're going to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you on as well. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. You can find that on your Apple or Android device. Do not go anywhere. We'll continue this conversation. Also check in on news from Robin Voss. What's poppin' with Rock and Robin? Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome back in on a Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. A special edition, rather, for most of the show here this afternoon, as we have been covering throughout the afternoon President Joe Biden's special address to the nation on Israel, talking about the carnage. President of the United States calling it abhorrent, what's happening in terms of Hamas, the terrorist organization, attacking Israel. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. Also, you can text us via the Civic Media app. Let's go back to the phone lines. David in Mequon holding through the break. We appreciate you holding, David. Appreciate you listening. What say you?
Thank you for taking my call, for starters.
My pleasure.
And I just wanted to put out there, so David from Madison, I'm glad to hear his thoughts on the matter. And actually, we have, my wife and I, we have a cousin that lives in Tel Aviv. And Rock had dismissed his apartment building by a block. He's been in a bomb shelter for the last several days because there's been, people don't realize, or I should say, I think they do realize that obviously this is horrific. With the initial 2,200 rockets that were launched, but they've been continually launching rockets since then. And in addition to this, Hezbollah, which is, you know, on the northern side of Israel, they have now started to participate in terrorist actions. And unfortunately, I try to explain this in the best of ways. You're dealing with a regime, and keep in mind, you know, the Hamas is they're awful terrorists. And
they're barbarians.
They're barbarians. And unfortunately, and I try to point out to this because I actually lost some family in the Holocaust back in the Second World War. One of the things that I wanted people to realize is that Neville Chamberlain, who was the British Prime Minister at the time, tried to, bring peace so that the Great War, which was the First World War, but was referred to as the Great War, so that the Second World War would not happen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he dealt with the devil and Adolf Hitler. He literally took the peace document and threw it in the trash, ripped it up, and proceeded to kill. We had tens of millions. People forget. There, unfortunately, with this Palestinian situation, yes, there's going to be no question. Regular citizens are going to get slaughtered and murdered. It's when you have war, that's an unfortunate part of it. And it's completely preventable had they not started this to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I should remind people, the difference between this particular situation and then Yom Kippur in 1973 was that you had multiple Arab nations that decided to attack in the Jewish most holy high holiday of the year. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, countries. These are rogue individuals with one goal, which is to destabilize any type of normalization with Israel and the other Arab countries and trying to burn it all down.
Well, and to your point, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, in the Gaza Strip, people have to remember this too. At one time, that was controlled by Egypt. Mm-hmm. And when the war happened, you know, that was a part of the whole thing where, you know, Israel was occupying. And then back in the George Bush administration, the Israelis left with the condition that, okay, you can have your own little area here, but you can't, you know, you can't start doing what you're doing right now. Well, so Egypt, and people have to realize, so Egypt is bordering, you know, just to the south of that. So right. They border next to Gaza as well. Egypt wants no part of that government whatsoever.
Right.
So when people say, well, this is Israel's fault, Egypt has nothing to do with it. And Egypt has normalized relations with Israel. So they're both on the same page.
That's a great point. So, and also, I think it's important to remind listeners that this is not opinion. This is fact. You can look it up. I mean, Hamas's declared existence is to exterminate and eliminate Israel from the map. I mean, that's what Hamas is.
Yes. And in the same thing, you know, up north with the Hezbollah, they're a smaller group. They're not as pronounced as the Hamas. Mm-hmm. But Hamas is taking some lessons from ISIS.
Right.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is, this is the first time where they've actually decided to invade into the state of Israel, take people by force with bazookas door to door, and taking children, grandmothers, men.
Holocaust survivors.
People.
I mean, the president confirmed that there are Holocaust survivors taken hostage, and also President Biden in this speech compared the actions of Hamas directly to the actions of ISIS.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, you cannot have, and I told this on Earl's show, you cannot have a two-state solution if you have these type of people running that end of things, because they're not on the same plane. It's just, they're horrible, they're evil, and they have one intention, and that's just to do the same thing with Adolf Hitler, which is exterminate, you know, people that didn't fit within their realm and what they wanted. So
I also think it's important
that's what we're up against.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you so much, David from Mequon. Really appreciate the call. And I think it's also, I love David. Love these deep, thoughtful conversations. And it would encourage you to call in and join the conversation. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I think to pick up on what David just said, to me, there are all sorts of sad parts to this. First and foremost, the loss of human life and those being tortured. But the super unfortunate and tragic part about this, aside from all of the human loss, immediate human loss of life, is that progress has been made in terms of, and as David pointed out, and much of, you know, Jimmy Carter during his administration helped to bring about peace between Israel and Egypt. And Egypt and Israel are living in peace right now. And the Biden administration has been working with Saudi Arabia and Israel to negotiate that peace deal. And the fact is that the Hamas is not representative of all Palestinians. Hamas has basically forcefully taken over that region and controlled it. But Hamas does not represent all Palestinians. And so to the point, this is what the large tragedy here is, this action by Hamas is going to set back any sort of two-state solution or peace agreement between Israel and Palestine in the long term. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phone lines. Bill in Oconomowoc. Thanks for listening, Bill. What say you?
I've got a couple of questions and a couple of just one question, one comment.
Sure.
The question is, I believe Hamas is the minority controlling the majority. Second of all, I believe that if our country stops the finger pointing and pointing on either side and say, let's work together this time to find peace, to resolve this, and we'll be a better country because of it. And by the way, we've got to take care of Ukraine, too, because this is about what America's about. I'll hang up and wait for your thoughts. Thank you.
Always appreciate the call, Bill. Bill from Oconomowoc, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, I mean, Hamas is not a majority of Palestine or Palestinians. And that's the one of the key points that we keep trying to point out here, is this is not the government, quote unquote, or representative of the majority of Palestinians. This is a terrorist organization that houses and lives within Palestinian territories in the West Bank and Gaza, this time predominantly in Gaza, who launched these unprovoked attacks. And Hamas, a known and recognized terrorist organization, disregards the rule of war, the international rule of war, and uses women and children as human shields to prevent further strikes on themselves. They're gutless, they're spineless, they're barbarians, Hamas is. They're terrorists. So it absolutely is not representative of the entire group of Palestine. And Mr. Zalmers, I forgot the second part of Bill's question there, quite frankly, as I went down that rabbit hole. Do you remember what the second part of the question was or the comment there? It was on Hamas and
just the...
Oh, I remember now. I looked on my paper. It was on the fact that, you know, can't we work with both sides to bring about peace? And I think, you know, the President Biden in his remarks called on a bipartisan solution here to put aside politics. But when it comes to international peace, again, this was Hamas doing an unprovoked attack. And if you're Israel, you have a right to protect your sovereignty. You have a right to protect yourself. And to go in and make sure this doesn't happen again. So, yes, long term, eventually, this current war will be over, die down, and hopefully there can be long-term peace. But in the short term, Israel has a right to defend itself. And Joe Biden made very clear that the stance of his administration and these United States will be to protect and help defend the state of Israel. Remember, Hamas also attacked U.S. citizens. Now up to 14 confirmed Americans dead and unknown numbers held hostage. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for holding. About 2 minutes here. What say you?
Well, in all of this, that everything about it is obviously just extremely troubling. But I think, too, there was an expert on that I was just listening to on MSNBC. Mm. And he basically describes the Gaza Strip as a open-air prison prior to this. And this has been festering for a long, long time. I'm not condoning one thing about Hamas. They definitely, it's just horrific what happened. But I think there's a little bit of dysfunction in the present Israeli government as well that may have contributed to this. I personally do not have much time for Netanyahu. Mm. That's a whole nother situation. But the thing that's scary is these type of groups seem to prey on countries when there is dysfunction in their ranks. And we have that going on right now here, too.
I think that's a great comment, Dick. And again, I've called out Netanyahu on this program for what he has done in terms of trying to retake or reshape control of the judiciary in Israel. And certainly there are humanitarian conditions in parts of Palestine that are abhorrent, but I think you have to look at what really brought that about. There's time down the road to examine, you know, who's to blame for that. But again, it was Hamas who basically took over control of much of the Palestinian areas. And they are as responsible for these conditions as Israel, in my opinion. And again, that does not justify an attack, a barbaric attack on Israel. We'll come back to more of your phone calls. Have a live cut from CNN, who is on location as a reporter in Israel. We'll take that cut as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is now responding to the horrific violence in the Middle East from the White House right now, days after Hamas attacked Israel, killing hundreds of people, including babies.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
More than 100 people, including Americans, are also being held hostage.
This was an act of sheer evil.
The president calls the violence abhorrent, comparing it to ISIS atrocities here in the U.S. He also says he just got off the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, pledging U.S. support. We're sending weapons and ammunition. The president also says the USS Gerald Ford is on standby. Again, President Biden addressing violent attacks on Israel now from the White House. He confirms 14 Americans have now been killed by Hamas. The death toll still rising. It's more than 1,600 on both sides. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The process of moving 50 million gallons of water across Waukesha is expected to take about a week. Most people in the city should see the switch to Lake Michigan water within 5 to 6 days, although those residing in dead ends and cul-de-sacs may see a slightly longer wait. The $286 million project was aimed at addressing high radium levels in groundwater. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is advising against impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, emphasizing that impeachment should only be considered in cases involving criminal activities or corrupt conduct. David Prosser is one of three former justices guiding Assembly Speaker Robin Vaughz on the possibility of impeaching Protasiewicz, who recently announced she will not recuse herself from an upcoming case related to Wisconsin's legislative maps. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Truth, wherever that may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33. Check that, 2:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, producing and engineering. Glad to have you along with us here on this Tuesday. Been talking all afternoon about President Biden's address to the nation after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier this afternoon, president speaking of confirmed rapes using women as trophies by Hamas in their terror attack against Israel. The president saying that thousands were wounded. Holocaust survivors are amongst those abducted. The president called the actions abhorrent. I want to play a cut for you. This is from Nick Robertson. He is a reporter for CNN. He is live from a town that was attacked by Hamas and giving a live on-the-ground report today on CNN about what he is personally seeing and confirming. Mr. Zommers, if you'd be so kind.
counting the bodies. This is the saddest part of liberating and taking back control of this kibbutz, barely a mile, a kilometer from the border with Gaza. It's been a two-day fight. There are bodies everywhere. There were so many murdered members of this kibbutz. Men, women, children, hands bound, shot, executed, heads cut. Israeli Defense Force are back in control.
That is a live reporting by Nick Robertson of CNN, who is in a town in Israel about a mile from Gaza where the attacks by Hamas occurred, and confirming that it was men, women, and children who were murdered, some with hands bound, shot, executed, in his words, quote, heads cut off. It's a second confirmed report of beheadings by the terrorist group Hamas in Israel. Let's go to the phone lines, or let's go to the, call in. Feel free to call in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. Let's go to the text line. Several texters texting in. I want to read this text, and I'll give you the reaction to it. This from WISS Oshkosh Air Support, a listener in Oshkosh, says, quote, "The trouble with the cable news coverage and the administration's views of events is it's so one-sided, so they don't seem anti-Semitic. People need to separate the Jewish people from the Israeli government and Hamas from Palestinians. Israel has been opposing millions of Palestinians for decades. Oppressing millions of Palestinians for a decade. And Netanyahu is becoming a fascist. The loss of life is tragic, but it was only a matter of time with Iran and Libya's involvement. I do feel the Ford strike group needs to be there to stop other countries from jumping in, but we need to limit our involvement to humanitarian aid." Unquote. That is a direct text from a listener in Oshkosh, WISS. We appreciate you listening. Appreciate you taking the time to call. Of course, glad to share your point of view. Let me tell you, in my opinion, why the United States cannot limit our involvement strictly to humanitarian aid, and the president alluded to this earlier in his remarks. We are an ally of Israel. We have committed to do so. They have committed to us. And once you make a commitment in diplomacy, in diplomatic terms, to be allies, it's like, you know, I haven't been married, but it's like taking a marriage vow. Better or worse, sickness and in health till death do you part. You can't just say that you're an ally of Israel when things are going well, because then it all falls apart. Israel is a strategic stronghold for the United States. It's a diplomatic stronghold for the United States. And we have pledged our support. And yes, texter mentions the Ford strike group, it means the USS Gerald Ford, the newest, the latest nuclear aircraft carrier. Their group has been moved into the area to deter others from attacking Israel during this vulnerable time. But to say that suddenly, well, you know, we're only going to help you with humanitarian aid, that's not what we signed up for. And I'm not here to say that we should send in U.S. troops to fight with Israelis on this. But to say that we're not going to send military aid, as we've been doing, I mean, President Biden said in his remarks, he is going to make sure that we help replenish what's known as the Iron Dome, the defenses of Israel. And again, this gets back to the experience of Joe Biden. He's been there. He's literally lived this history. He is keenly aware of the importance of Israel to the United States and the world. And he understands that it cannot be allowed to fall. And that Israel, as the only democracy in the Middle East, has a right to defend itself and to go after the people that perpetrated that. So I get the call, or I get the texter. And again, I think we've been fair on this show, and we have pointed out that there are certainly problems, in my opinion, with the Netanyahu government. But when it comes to this attack by Hamas, a known terrorist organization, an unprovoked attack, And this wasn't just going after people who they disagreed with politically. This wasn't just going after saying, well, I think that people, Palestinians, are being treated unfairly or inhumanitarian. This is going directly after children. Decapitating women and children, raping women out of retaliation. That crosses the line of all semblance of international law. Also on the text line, WMDX here in Madison, quote, mercy be with all those Gazans who don't want anything to do with Hamas's barbarity, but feel the boot of Israel's oppression on their necks every damn day, unquote. Certainly an opinion. And yes, we again reiterate, all human loss of life is tragic and terrible. It doesn't matter what side it's on. And it is sick that Hamas, the terrorist organization, uses humans as shields. That is a proven point. Also on the text line, WAUK, down in Waukesha, Steve from Milwaukee says, so now what will the U.S. do about obstructionists like Tuberville and Rand Paul? They're holding up positions, no way to help Israel or Ukraine without a speaker, unquote. What Steve is talking about there, we've talked about it on our show, Matt Flynn's talked about it, others have talked about it, is that Tommy Tuberville, who represents Alabama in the United States Senate, but basically lives in Florida, keeps holding up hundreds of flag officer positions, nominations by Joe Biden to the United States Senate. And hundreds of vacancies are in key military positions, which have weakened America's military in readiness. And in situations like this, causes extraordinary angst. Now, every man, woman that wears the uniform is prepared and they will do their job and they'll do it well. But we've talked to military officials on this show who said, look, you can't deny that this lack of appointments, the confirmations by the Senate, is having a real effect on America's military. And Tuberville, of course, uses two reasons that he won't allow. And again, the way the goofy, anybody else would say they can't do that. But the United States Senate is a weird bird in that one senator can hold these things up. Unless the Senate changes the rules of the Senate, which I wish the Senate would do.
Yeah, really. Like, if there enough Republicans have spoken up against Tuberville and said, hey, come on, man, just it's time to stop.
Right.
Like, let the military function.
Even there was a poll in Alabama, Republicans in Alabama, Tuberville's own state, are saying enough's enough. So Tuberville is ticked off because the Defense Department is allowing women in the military to get an abortion. And Tuberville is saying, I'm taking my stand on that. He's also, which I think is actually, I think he's using that as because that's more popular with the mega base. What he's really ticked off about is so small. He's ticked off because Joe Biden decided to put the Space Force headquarters, the new branch of the military, headquarters in Colorado versus Alabama, which already has military and NASA installations. So Tuberville's ticked off that he can't say, I brought home the bacon on another installation. So he's holding up America's military.
He should go back to coaching football, except he actually shouldn't, because I don't want him to like try and live vicariously through kids and,
right,
I'm not saying sexually abuse them, just abuse his position of power over kids and make them do dumb stuff.
Right. And Rand Paul, to the texter's point, is also involved in holding up these nominations as well. So absolutely right. We need somebody in the United States Senate to have a backbone, stand up, call this stuff out, change the rules of the Senate so that Tuberville can't hold this up and move on and get these people in their rightful places. Also from WMDX off the text line, Todd, FYI, to put the Israeli attack in context, population-wise, killing 1,100 people would be like an attack in the U.S. that killed 39,000 people.
And the number is definitely higher than 1,100 at this point.
Great, unfortunate, tragic, but great point. As we've said, and it probably equates to about the same thing, if you look at the size, the population, and the loss, and you account for the differences, what Israel went through over the weekend was equivalent to approximately 7 9/11s. And add on to that, there were hostages. And add on to that, that there is occupation by Hamas in Israel. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you or on the text line as well. I want to flip the page just for a minute, talk about something else here back a little bit closer to Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, now silent on impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz after a former conservative justice told him not to pursue the unprecedented move. Great story this afternoon by the journalist Molly Beck, does great work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes, after warning impeachment could be possible for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she did not recuse herself from a lawsuit before the court challenging the legislature's boundaries, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not saying whether he will pursue the unprecedented move now that the liberal justice has announced that she will stay on the case. In case you missed it last Friday, Wisconsin Supreme Court, controlled by the liberals, 4-3, said they are going to hear this case on gerrymandering. And Janet Protasiewicz says, look, I'm not going to recuse myself. Republicans said they wanted her to because she had the audacity to tell the truth during the campaign, said the maps are rigged, which they are. Now, remember, we've talked about this on this show. The United States Supreme Court, when justice, former conservative justice, the hailed former conservative justice, Antonin Scalia, wrote in a decision when it was a Republican who was running for Supreme Court in Minnesota, and he actually passed out flyers taking very strict positions on things. And Antonin Scalia, the conservative justice of the United States, said, look, the guy has a right to do that. Anybody has a right in this country to say what they believe during a campaign. Doesn't matter whether it's for Supreme Court or not. So these people who say that Janet Protasiewicz didn't have the right to state a position during a campaign are in difference and defiance of Antonin Scalia, one of the most conservative people you ever wanted to meet. So back to the story by Molly Beck. Voss, Robin Voss, is pulling back from the idea of impeachment 3 days after former conservative state Supreme Court justice advised Voss not to pursue the ideas. In his first comments since Protasiewicz said she would not step away, Voss said he will have the last word on whether Protasiewicz should have recused herself. We'll come back and finish up this story. Take your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. $0.05. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have network news for you, a check of weather, and then it is 10 minutes away also from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Always going to learn something. Always going to have breaking news of the day. Probably going to chuckle along the way as well. Matt Flynn Direct coming up immediately after the news at the top of the hour. Talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this afternoon by Molly Beck, saying that Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, sought legal opinions from former Supreme Court justices on whether to pursue impeachment of new Justice Janet Protasiewicz. After she announced, well, he sought the opinion before she announced, but she since announced on Friday that she would not recuse herself, and that the court, on a 4-3 decision, the liberals in control, saying that, yes, we're going to hear this case on gerrymandering and fair maps in Wisconsin. So Robin Voss thought he'd be smart, or at least cagey, and sought out the opinion of former conservatives on the Supreme Court. One of them, David Prosser. David Prosser himself, a former Speaker of the Assembly, a Republican. And remember, this is the guy, David Prosser, who laid hands on fellow Justice Ann Walt Bradley from my hometown of Richland Center, a liberal, put his arm around her neck, choked her in the Supreme Court chambers. Obviously not to death, but put his hands, didn't deny the fact he put his hands on her. This was a sitting Supreme Court justice. David Prosser was so angry, so unable to control his emotions, that he got physical with Ann Walt Bradley. Anyway, David Prosser emailed a letter to Voss on Friday that concluded Protasiewicz had not met the standard for impeachment. Let me say that again. Former Republican Speaker of the Assembly, former conservative justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, David Prosser, tells Robin Voss that Janet Protasiewicz has not met the standard for impeachment. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, of course she hasn't met the standard for impeachment. She hasn't violated any law. She met the standard of Scalia's standard of that she actually, you know, expressed her constitutional right by saying her opinion on an issue. She didn't say how she was going to decide that opinion if it came up before her, but she just gave an opinion that the maps are rigged. And what I was, you know, struggling with that this morning, kind of figuring out, trying to figure out how the maps could actually be constitutional. And over 50% of both the Assembly and the Senate maps in the state of Wisconsin are not contiguous. Mm-hmm. And apparently they've stretched the definition of contiguous to mean if they're connected with it by a street or a river, that can make them contiguous. And I go, the intellectual dishonesty there expressed by the current members of the Supreme Court, including Justice Hagedorn, that to stretch the definition of contiguous to include that is just is something the media should really be jumping on, because they should point out to the fact that what our Constitution, the state of Wisconsin, actually says, and the definitional stretch that they have made in this particular case to say these maps are constitutional when they are not by any stretch of an ordinary person's definition of contiguous as being contiguous,
right,
or compact for that matter. I mean, that's something the media really needs to hammer home, and hammer home the fact that these Republicans are not intellectually or even honest in any stretch of the imagination defending these maps as being constitutional, because that is the definition, that is the document they took an oath to uphold and support the Constitution, not defend the party.
Isn't it rich, though, that that former Justice Prosser, a conservative, here's what he wrote in this a letter to Voss. Says, quote, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency, unquote. Even David Prosser says this is a political grievance. I thought that was rich, Mark.
I thought it's pretty rich, too, for a man that self-confessed to violating
right
standards underneath the caucus scandals. I did that back in my day.
Right. Got to run, Mark. I got another caller. Thanks so much. Appreciate you as always. Mark from the SAC, appreciate you. Let's go to Tom in McFarland here listening on WMDX. Tom McFarland, what say you? Hello, you Tom. Know, go ahead,
the one
Tom.
Thing that the, can you hear me okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Fantastic. One thing that I've been saying ignore is years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme
Court. Hey, Tom, you're cutting out. I think you got a bad cell phone signal.
And
if you
were gerrymandered.
If you can maybe just get to a better cell phone signal, you're kind of cut. Are you there?
How's that? Better?
A little bit better now. Let's try one more time. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that the Republicans are ignoring is that a few years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the maps were not fair, and they had ordered changes. And the Republican Party took it to the federal Supreme Court to get a more favorable ruling. So all Judge Janet is doing is echoing what the Supreme Court had already stated and ruled, that the maps were rigged and were not fair. So I'm not sure how it is that they feel they can impeach her for echoing an opinion that the Supreme Court was the one that already originally issued that.
Tom, that's a great point, and you're very welcome. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, McFarland. Tom brings up a great, great point. And also remember that the U.S. Supreme Court went on to later rule that this was up to the state courts, that they weren't going to play this game of trying to figure out what was gerrymandered and what wasn't. So by all accounts, although anything could be appealed, this decision is going to stop. The buck will legally stop with the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. I think great reporting, by the way, from Molly Beck and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of David Prosser writing this letter to former Assembly Speaker David Prosser, former Justice David Prosser, a conservative, a Republican, saying, quote, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to a mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency. Prosser went on to say, to sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now, unquote. That is not a liberal talking, not a Democrat talking, not a progressive talking. That's David Prosser, a conservative talking. As we say back at Richland Center, that kind of took a little bit of starch out of Robin Voss. Cat got his tongue. Doesn't really know what to say now about moving forward with the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. I love it. See, this is the part I love. I love it when things kind of line up. When you just, we keep saying, pursue the truth, it'll line up. Even David Prosser realizes what the law is on that. And props to him. Props to good old David Prosser. Great show today. Appreciate everybody's help, particularly Terry Bell, our news director here. Also, Will Walter. Outstanding job on the board by Aaron Zommers. Our program director, Catherine Lake. Our CEO and owner, Sage Weil. We appreciate everybody for making today's show run. And, of course, you for listening. All your comments were fantastic. Stay tuned next for Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging your drum.
It's It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.